This is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. West Texas Intermediate crude for May delivery is up 80% in today's session, but it's still trading at negative $7. WTI traded at negative $37.63 in Monday's session. That's after the U.S. oil benchmark lost all of its value yesterday, and some oil producers are essentially having to pay buyers to take supplies off their hands. The price crunch comes as the facility in Cushing, Oklahoma, where that crude is delivered, is expected to be at capacity within a matter of weeks, which means it can no longer accept any more supply. But Harry Chilingarian, head of commodity research at BNP Paribas, explains why the current price of U.S. crude isn't necessarily representative of demand.
What is quoted on the screen is still the May contract, which expires today. And our match activity, if you will, is going on in the May contract is considerably lower. That interest has moved on to the June contract as of last week. And so June is a better representation of where the market sees the price of U.S. oil.
The big problem here is there's almost nowhere left to store this oil. So is it inevitable that we will see big production cuts both in the U.S. and around the world?
Some production will come off faster, in particular U.S. shale oil. Some production in more conventional areas like Canadian oil sands, for example, or deep water offshore activity, be it around Brazil or even offshore activity in the North Sea, that will come off a little bit more slowly.
How soon could we see this start to happen?
It's actually already happening. In essence, you've had a number of oil companies announce curtailments in production, more prominently ConocoPhillips recently. You just have to look at the number of active rigs drilling for oil, and these have collapsed over the last 3 weeks.
So does that mean we should start to see the oil price tick higher?
I think we could start to see the oil price stabilize and find a floor. The real recovery in oil prices is going to come when demand returns. As you know, with economic activity locked down by confinement measures and social distancing, we'll have to wait until those measures are progressively relaxed globally to see activity recover and generate the demand that will help lift oil prices.
We've seen the price of oil obviously collapse over the last couple of days, but there's always someone at the other end of the trade who's buying up these unwanted barrels of oil. So who are we talking about? Are those airlines, factories?
No, the more likely scenario is non-commercial or non-industry players looking simply at the financial return in their investment, and in which case not having any particular interest in owning physical oil that needed to get out of the May contract before it expires today.
We've seen U.S. crude prices move pretty drastically, but Brent crude, the international benchmark, isn't faring as badly as West Texas Intermediate. Why is that?
That's a very good question. There is a very big distinction in the nature of oil futures contracts. So in the case of the CME NYMEX WTI contract, if you hold on to your position right to the end, then you will be forced into a make or take of physical oil. Now, in the case of the ICE Brent contract, all you do is incur the financial loss at settlement, and you don't end up saddled with a physical position.
Finally, then, what does all this mean for consumers?
I think it really depends on where you live in the world. In Europe, there's a number of taxes that are applied to petroleum products, and that tends to act as a buffer, limiting the transfer, if you will, from what happens on international markets to the retail level. Now, in the case of the United States, these taxes are non-existent, and as a result, you get a quick transfer from the international price into the oil products that we use, like diesel and gasoline. So it really depends where in the world. But on the other hand, even as the prices of these products that we use in our cars declines, unfortunately for the consumer, if you are in a lockdown, you may not necessarily be benefiting from the lower price as you won't be driving.
Harry Chilingarian, head of commodity research at BNP Paribas. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.